All right. Imagine this. You're about to sit down with a German lawyer for a major business deal.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
It is exciting, for sure.
Definitely.
But also,
It may be a little intimidating.
yeah, a little nerve-wracking if you don't know how they do things over there.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with their system.
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today.
We're here to help.
We've got this chapter from a legal text about, well, it's about negotiating with German lawyers.
That's our source material for this deep dive.
It is, and we're going to break it down so you can walk into that meeting feeling confident and prepared.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how much the legal system and like their culture can influence a
Oh,
negotiation.
totally. Even if everyone's speaking English,
Right, exactly.
there are just some things you got to know, and this chapter's packed with some fascinating stuff.
Yeah, some key insights.
Like, did you know that Germans are like hardwired to avoid legal trouble?
It's a great point. It's like deeply ingrained in their culture.
Yeah, and it's fascinating. So where does that come from?
Well, you see, it really stems from their history.
Makes sense.
After World War II, they had to basically rebuild their legal system from scratch.
Oh, wow.
They were really determined to create a system that was unified, predictable, and very clear.
So that's interesting because that's kind of the opposite of the American focus on individual liberties.
Right. It's a very different approach.
Yeah.
You know, the US is all about freedom from oppression, and Germany's more about.
Yeah, more about unity and stability.
Exactly. And that desire for certainty. That's why they're so meticulous about contracts.
So no handshake deals then.
Not really. I mean, think of it this way. Every word in that contract is going to be like scrutinized,
Wow.
like under a legal microscope.
Okay, so I'm starting to see why this deep dive is so important.
I'm glad.
So let's talk about the lawyers themselves.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Their training's intense,
Oh,
right?
yeah. It's notoriously grueling.
To become a lawyer in Germany.
Absolutely. I mean, it's designed to produce judges, not just lawyers. So you've got years of this rigorous training, academic and practical, and it makes them very detail-oriented.
They're analytical, risk-averse.
All of that for sure.
And then on top of that, you've got this whole hierarchy of legal
It
titles,
is a lot to take in.
like diplom jurist, referendar, assessor.
It's almost like we need a glossary.
Yeah, are we going to need a glossary to even follow this conversation?
Well, honestly, you probably won't encounter most of those titles in a typical negotiation.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so the key ones to remember are Rechtsanwalt and Notar.
Got it.
So Rechtsanwalt, that's your typical lawyer. They can handle most legal
Like
matters.
a general practitioner.
Exactly. And then a notar, they're needed for specific things like real estate deals, company formations, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And oh, one more tip.
Okay, I'm listening.
If you see doctor or professor before their name,
Okay.
take them seriously.
I will.
Academic titles carry a lot of weight in Germany.
So it's like we need to crack the code
It's true.
to understand their legal world.
Exactly. And you know that code.
Well, knowing the code.
Yeah, that could give you a real advantage at the negotiating table.
Love it.
Okay.
Little insider knowledge.
Now, I've also heard that the German legal system itself is pretty different
Oh, it
from
is.
what we're used to here.
Yeah.
So, what do I need to know about that?
Well, their system is very statute-driven,
Okay.
meaning that they rely heavily on codified laws, not so much on case precedents.
So less precedent-based than like the common law systems.
Exactly. And they have multiple Supreme Courts.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They specialize in different areas of law.
Okay, that sounds confusing.
It can be at
Yeah,
first,
I bet.
but the biggest thing to understand is their emphasis on Rechtssicherheit.
What does that mean?
It means legal certainty
Got it.
and Rechtsfrieden,
Okay.
which basically means legal peace.
So they really value clarity,
They do.
predictability, avoiding conflict.
Above all else.
So, how does this love of legal certainty play out in a negotiation?
Well, for starters, don't be surprised if some German terms pop up, even if the contract's in English.
Yeah, even in an English contract.
Wow.
For
Okay.
example, you might see imprint,
Okay.
which refers to company information on websites,
Got it.
or Mitbestimmung,
Okay.
which is their system of employee co-determination.
Interesting.
And they really, really hate vagueness.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, everything needs to be spelled out in detail.
No leaving things open to interpretation.
Not a good idea.
And here's something that kind of blew my mind when I was reading this chapter.
Oh, what's that?
Even casual talks, like before a contract is signed, those can be legally binding in Germany.
It's true. They recognize something called pre-contractual liability.
So every email
Every phone call.
needs to be handled carefully.
You really got to be mindful.
Wow. Okay. That's a bit intimidating.
It's not about being perfect. It's
Ah.
more about being prepared and being aware.
Aware of those potential pitfalls.
Right.
Okay, so let's say we've done our homework.
We're ready.
We understand the basics of their legal system. We're ready to start talking strategy.
Let's do it.
What should we expect in terms of their negotiation style?
Well, Germans are known for being very direct, very to the point.
No messing around.
Nope. They say what they mean.
Okay.
And they expect you to do the same.
So be ready to get right down to business.
Exactly. And they'll come incredibly well prepared.
Oh.
With a clear understanding of their objectives.
That's good.
They have a well-defined strategy.
So no beating around the bush.
Not their style.
No playing hardball.
Nope. They're much more likely to respond to logical arguments, a clear presentation of the facts.
So we need to be ready to back up our requests.
Yeah, with solid reasoning.
Got it. And no emotional appeals.
Not beneficial.
High pressure tactics.
Nope. They're not easily swayed by that kind of stuff.
Okay. I'm starting to get the picture here.
Good.
So what about, you know, I've heard that German lawyers can be a little blunt. Is there any truth to that?
Well, they can be very direct in their communication, that's for sure. They value efficiency, clarity, and they don't sugarcoat things.
Makes sense.
So yeah, that can come across as a bit abrupt.
Yeah.
Maybe even rude if you're from a culture where you know you're used to more indirect communication.
Exactly.
But it's not intended that way.
Okay.
It's just their style.
So how do we navigate that? Do we need to be equally blunt back?
It's about finding a balance.
Okay.
You want to be clear and assertive, but you also don't want to come across as aggressive.
Right.
They value politeness and respect.
Got it.
So it's about finding that sweet spot.
Where you can express your point firmly but respectfully.
Exactly. Active listening is really key here.
Really paying attention to what they're saying.
Both verbally and nonverbal.
And asking clarifying questions.
That's a good strategy.
Both to make sure I understand, but also to show them that I value their input.
Right.
Okay, so no throwing a stapler across the table?
Definitely not recommended.
What about humor? Any room for that?
It can be tricky.
I bet.
Humor is very culturally specific. What's funny in one culture could fall completely flat.
Yeah, or even be offensive.
Right, so if you're going to use humor...
Be careful.
Keep it light, self-deprecating.
Got it.
Avoid anything that could be misconstrued.
Okay, so... Maybe err on the side of caution.
Especially in the early stages.
Like advice.
Yeah, as you build rapport.
Yeah. Get a better sense of their personality.
Then you might find that humor emerges more naturally.
Got it. Okay, so we've talked about communication style, legal systems.
A lot of ground covered.
Importance of preparation. But are there any advantages to choosing German law for the contract?
That's a great question.
Would that be risky for someone who's not familiar with their system?
Well, it really depends
okay.
on the specifics of the deal.
Makes sense.
German law can offer predictability in terms of cost
okay.
and procedures.
Interesting.
You know, there are no juries, just experienced judges.
Okay.
And the fees are generally set by statute.
So that can be appealing.
It can be very appealing.
The businesses that want to avoid all the uncertainty.
The expense of the American legal system?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But on the other hand... Their strictness could be challenging.
Oh, for sure.
The emphasis on full performance, no wiggle room.
Right. It's a trade-off.
I see.
You get legal certainty, a fair process.
But you got to play by their rules.
You do.
Okay, so weigh the pros and cons.
Yeah.
But let's say we go with German law.
All right.
What can we expect from the contract itself?
Well, as you might expect, German contracts tend to be incredibly detailed.
Oh,
they
really?
Aim to cover every possible scenario.
No surprises.
They leave nothing to chance. Remember the Rechtssicherheit principle?
Legal certainty.
Exactly. They want to eliminate any potential for disputes down the road.
So no handshake deals.
Right.
Lots of specifics.
For sure.
A healthy dose of German legal jargon.
You got it.
Thrown in for good measure.
And one more thing.
Oh, there's more.
They love their Vollmacht.
Okay.
Which is a power of attorney document.
So make sure you have all the necessary paperwork.
Yeah, make sure it outlines who has the authority to sign.
So organization is key.
Definitely. It shows professionalism and attention to detail, which, you know, those are very important in German business culture.
Absolutely. And speaking of details, there's one more crucial area we need to discuss.
I'm intrigued.
Honesty. We touched on this earlier.
Yeah.
Little white lies might slide in some areas.
In some areas, but when it comes to insolvency...
Things get real.
Exactly. Their insolvency rules are incredibly strict.
Like really strict.
Really strict. German managers can face serious consequences for hiding financial trouble.
Wow.
So transparency is paramount.
Got it. Be upfront, honest about any potential financial issues.
From the get-go.
Absolutely. This is all incredibly insightful.
I'm glad.
I feel much more prepared.
That's the goal.
But before we move on, is there anything else I should know about this whole honesty spectrum?
Well, there's one more nuance that often trips people up.
Okay. I'm all ears.
It involves the term reorganization. It can have a different connotation in Germany.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, Germans tend to use reorganization in a broader sense.
Broader than we do.
Yeah, they might use it to describe like internal restructuring or operational changes.
Okay.
Not necessarily indicating financial distress.
So if a German company mentions reorganization.
Don't panic.
Doesn't automatically mean they're about to go bankrupt?
Exactly. It's a classic example of how a seemingly simple word can create major misunderstandings.
Absolutely. So always clarify.
Yeah, always clarify what they mean.
Before jumping to conclusions.
Right, exactly.
Good advice.
I try.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the German mindset, you know, their legal system, some of those potential pitfalls.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
But let's say, despite our best efforts, things get a little rocky.
Negotiations don't always go smoothly.
They don't. So what happens if we hit a roadblock? What are our options?
Well, first, remember that Germans are generally pretty pragmatic, solution-oriented.
They like to get things done?
Exactly. They don't like conflict, and they're usually willing to compromise.
If it makes sense.
Right. If it's beneficial for both parties.
So if things get a little tense, take a deep breath.
Yeah, stay calm.
Approach it with a collaborative mindset.
Exactly.
So no throwing a stapler across the table.
Not recommended.
Like they do in the movies.
Yeah. No, that's not going to help.
Okay, good to know.
And remember, building relationships is really important in German business culture.
You want to show them that you're reliable.
Trustworthy.
Even when there are disagreements.
Right.
Okay, got it. Keep calm and carry on.
Exactly.
But what if, despite our best efforts at being diplomatic, we just can't find common ground?
Well, if direct negotiations just aren't working,
there
are always alternative dispute resolution mechanisms.
Like what?
Like mediation.
Okay.
Or arbitration.
Got it.
Those are less formal than going to court.
Less adversarial.
Right. And they can often help parties reach a solution that works for everyone.
Okay. So it's good to have a backup plan.
Always good to have options.
Let's back up for a second to talk about the actual negotiation process.
Okay, sure.
Any specific strategies or tactics we should keep in mind?
Well, as we've talked about, Germans are very principled negotiators.
Right.
They come with clear objectives, a well-defined strategy, and they're not swayed by emotions or pressure.
Got it.
So the best approach is to be equally prepared.
Okay.
Have a solid understanding of your position.
Yeah.
And be ready to back up your requests with logic and evidence.
So clear, concise, stick to the fact.
Exactly. Don't try to be too clever or manipulative.
They'll see right through that.
They will. Instead, focus on building a strong case based on reason.
Mutual benefit.
Right. Show them that you understand their perspective.
And that I'm genuinely interested in finding a solution that works for both sides.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense.
Good.
Now, what about compromise? Are they open to that? Or do they just dig in their heels?
They're definitely tough negotiators.
Okay.
But they're not unreasonable.
Yeah.
They understand that negotiation involves give and take.
Right.
And they're willing to compromise if it's a win-win.
Okay.
The key is to be flexible.
Willing to consider different options.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to make concessions.
But make sure they're reciprocated.
Absolutely.
So it's like a dance.
It is a bit of a dance.
Finding that sweet spot where everyone feels good about the outcome.
Exactly. And that's where building rapport can really pay off.
Yeah. If you've established a connection.
Right. They'll be more likely to trust you and be open to finding creative solutions.
So maybe a business dinner or some informal conversation before we dive into the legal stuff.
That's a great idea.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, Germans value those personal relationships, that trust.
Makes sense.
And that can really create a more collaborative environment.
Absolutely. So we've covered communication style, tactics, all that.
Yeah.
Now let's circle back to the contract itself.
Right.
Any key things we need to be aware of when it comes to the actual wording? The structure of the agreement.
Well, German contracts tend to be, as you might expect, very detailed.
Okay.
Comprehensive.
They want to cover every possible scenario.
Every possible scenario, leaving very little room for interpretation.
Right. They're big on clarity.
They are.
Predictability.
Absolutely.
So no vague language, no loopholes.
Not really.
They want everything spelled out.
In black and white.
And they love their official documentation.
Oh, yeah.
So be prepared to provide supporting materials.
Like powers of attorney.
Company resolutions, all that.
Anything that shows your authority to sign.
So organization is key.
It really is.
Gotta have all our ducks in a row.
Before you even sit down at the table.
Exactly. It shows them you're serious, prepared, respectful of their process.
And it helps prevent those delays.
Misunderstandings.
Right.
Now, let's say we're reviewing the final contract.
Okay.
And we come across some legal jargon.
Oh.
Some terms we don't quite understand.
That's a great question.
What should we do?
Here's the golden rule. Never sign anything you don't fully understand.
Okay.
If there's anything that's unclear, ambiguous,
yeah,
don't hesitate to ask for clarification.
So no nodding along pretending we know what we're talking about.
Definitely not.
Okay.
This is a legally binding document.
It is.
It's important to be 100% comfortable with every clause.
Before I sign on the dotted line.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Now what happens after the contract is signed?
Ah, the aftermath.
Any post-signing rituals or formalities we should be aware of?
Well, once those signatures are on the document,
okay,
the deal is legally binding.
But that doesn't mean the relationship ends there.
It doesn't. Germans value long-term partnerships.
They do.
And they'll expect you to uphold your end of the bargain.
Not just the letter of the law.
But also the spirit of it.
It's about building a lasting relationship.
Mutually beneficial.
Exactly. And that means communication.
Transparency.
A commitment to working together.
To address any challenges that come up.
So even after the champagne's been popped.
Yeah.
The real work has just begun.
That's a great way to put it.
This has been incredibly helpful.
I'm glad to hear that.
I feel like I'm finally starting to get a handle on this whole world of negotiating with German lawyers.
Yeah, that's the goal.
But even with all the preparation,
yeah,
there will always be surprises.
That's the nature of negotiation.
So the key is to be adaptable.
Open-minded.
Willing to learn.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's recap.
All right.
Some key takeaways from our deep dive.
Yeah.
Germans are meticulous planners.
They are.
Value legal certainty above all else.
Right.
And they approach negotiations with a very direct,
principled
style.
Yes.
We've also learned that building personal relationships is key.
It is.
Understanding those cultural nuances
can make a big difference.
Absolutely. And don't forget those potential pitfalls.
Right. Like pre-contractual liability.
The importance of being upfront about any financial issues.
Exactly.
So it's all about being prepared.
It's
culturally sensitive.
All right.
But before we wrap up, there's one more area I want to explore.
Okay, let's hear it.
The German perspective on honesty.
Okay.
We talked about how strict they are when it comes to insolvency.
Right.
But I'm curious about those little white lies you mentioned.
Yeah.
Are there any specific examples of how that plays out in a negotiation?
Well, it's important to remember that while Germans value directness,
okay,
they also value honesty and integrity.
Of course.
So outright deception is never a good idea.
Right.
However, there are situations where a more nuanced approach to truth-telling might be acceptable.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Give me an example.
Okay. Let's say you're asked about your company's financial performance.
Okay.
And you're in a sensitive period of restructuring.
Yeah.
While you wouldn't lie about your financials,
right,
you might choose to focus on the positive aspects of the restructuring plan.
Okay.
Emphasize your long-term stability and growth potential.
So it's about finding that balance between transparency and presenting my company in the best light.
Right. Choosing your words carefully.
Highlighting the positive aspects.
Without resorting to deception.
Okay. That makes sense. But it sounds like a fine line to walk.
It is.
How do I know when I've crossed the line?
It's a great question, and it really comes down to your own ethical compass.
My own judgment.
Exactly. But a good rule of thumb is to ask yourself,
okay,
would I be comfortable with this information being made public?
If the answer is no,
then you're probably in dangerous territory.
So honesty is still the best policy.
It really is.
Even in this complex world of international business.
Absolutely. Building trust and maintaining a good reputation.
Essential for success.
In any business dealings.
This has been so enlightening.
I'm glad.
I feel like I have a whole new perspective on negotiation.
That's great to hear.
And I feel much better equipped to handle this deal.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
But even with all the preparation.
Right.
There are going to be surprises.
There will be.
So the key is to stay adaptable.
Keep those lines of communication open.
And approach it with collaboration and respect.
Well said.
Okay. So with that said, let's dive right into the final part of our deep dive into negotiating with German lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've come a long way.
We have, from feeling a bit intimidated to feeling like we've got a plan.
Right. Like I'm actually feeling excited about this meeting now.
That's great. That's the energy you want to bring to the table.
So let's talk endgame. What's it actually look like to finalize a contract with a German lawyer.
Well, you might want to hold off on the champagne.
Okay, no champagne.
Not just yet. Germans are all about formality and attention to detail.
Right, we've talked about that.
And that extends to the whole contract signing process.
So no casual sign here, initial there, we're good.
Not quite. First of all, be prepared for that signature.
Well, the German signature?
The almost illegible crooked X.
The one that barely resembles a signature at all.
Exactly. I remember the first time I saw one, I thought it was a doodle.
Me too.
But they're perfectly valid in Germany.
Okay, good to know.
But it's not just about the signature.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. Be prepared for a stack of supporting documents.
Okay, like what?
Well, those Vollmachts we talked about.
The power of attorney documents.
Exactly. They want to be absolutely certain everyone has the authority to sign.
And they're not going to take our word for it.
Nope. They want official, notarized documentation.
Got it. So have all our legal ducks in a row before we even think about signing.
Exactly. It shows you're organized, prepared, and that you respect their process.
Okay. Good advice. So we've got the signatures, the supporting documents, the whole nine yards.
We're almost there.
What happens if we're reviewing that final contract and there's some legal jargon we don't understand?
That's a crucial moment, and the golden rule is never sign anything you don't completely understand.
Yeah.
If there's anything unclear, ambiguous, don't hesitate to ask for clarification.
So even if I'm feeling pressure to just get the deal done.
Yeah, even then.
Don't just smile and nod and hope for the best.
Definitely not. This is a legally binding document.
Right. Big consequences.
Exactly. Don't be rushed or pressured into signing anything you're not 100% comfortable with.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's say, despite all our preparation, the negotiations hit a wall.
It happens.
We just can't reach an agreement.
What are our options then?
Yeah, what do we do?
Well, it's not uncommon for negotiations to have bumps in the road.
Okay.
The key is to stay calm, professional.
Remember that Germans are solution-oriented.
They are. They don't like conflict.
And they're often willing to compromise.
If it leads to a good outcome for both sides.
So even if things get tense.
Yeah.
Keep my cool. Focus on moving forward.
Exactly. Take a step back, reassess, identify the sticking points.
See if there's room for flexibility.
On both sides.
And remember, maintaining a good relationship with those lawyers is crucial.
It is, even if you don't reach an agreement this time.
So even if we don't get a signed contract.
Yeah.
Leave the door open for future collaboration.
Absolutely. You never know when those relationships might come in handy.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've gone from feeling intimidated to feeling pretty well equipped.
Yeah, we've demystified some of those complexities.
And we've picked up some valuable insights.
About preparation, communication, building relationships.
It's been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
And I feel much more confident about this negotiation now.
That's what we like to hear.
And for anyone else out there facing a similar challenge, remember, knowledge is power.
It is.
Take the time to understand the other side's perspective.
Their legal system, their cultural norm.
Approach the negotiation with curiosity, respect,
and a genuine desire to find a solution that works for everyone.
Great advice. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, good luck with your negotiations.